Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Jason, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Yeah, let's mix things up a little and start in the Midlands. The first tenant has been revealed for the former Richland Mall site that is undergoing a massive overhaul. The City of Forest Acres and Southeastern Development have announced that Kroger is the first official tenant and will be the anchor of the mixed-use redevelopment. Kroger will build one of its prototype stores, a Kroger Marketplace, spanning 120,000 square feet at the yet-to-be-named redevelopment, which spans 26 acres at Forest Drive and Beltline Boulevard. Also in the Midlands, this next one happened at the State House, but it will have statewide implications. Newly passed legislation will create a free market for businesses looking to invest in the electric vehicle charging industry in South Carolina. The new measure, which has been signed into law by the governor, restricts electric utilities from using ratepayer funds to build, own, and operate charging stations. This aims to alleviate the potential uneven playing field for small businesses. Lawmakers say the bill will attract private investment and bring the free market competition that comes with it.
And I guess that also may depend on this funding from the federal government that was passed in the last administration out of Washington that looks like they may be trying to cut that this time.
Yeah, you know, the Trump administration had the executive order that pretty much eliminated funding for EV charging stations. So we'll see if this new measure might jumpstart EV charging investment in South Carolina. You know, the state has usually appeared about at the middle of the pack for the number of charging stations nationwide. So we'll see if this might jumpstart that a little bit.
All right, so where are we heading next?
Yeah, let's move down to the Lowcountry. North Charleston stands to benefit from a record Boeing order from a Middle East carrier. Qatar Airways and the aircraft manufacturer recently signed an agreement for the purchase of up to 210 wide-body Boeing jets. The White House says the deal represents an investment of $96 billion. The order includes 130 Dreamliners, setting the record for the largest order ever for the North Charleston-made aircraft. And with this purchase, Qatar Airways will become the largest 787 Dreamliner operator in the Middle East. So it looks like Boeing's $500 million expansion in North Charleston will be put to good use in the coming years, Mike.
Yeah, so it looks like that factory is going to be busy for quite a while.
Yeah, churning out those big old Dreamliners.
All right, now I guess we're just going to head to your home region now, the Upstate.
Yeah, wrapping it up in the Upstate, staying with the aeronautical theme, the Greenville-Spartanburg International Airport will have a new leader in the captain's chair come January. The Greenville-Spartanburg Airport District has named Kevin E. Howell as its next president and CEO. Howell currently serves as the executive vice president of the airport district. He joined as the deputy director of properties and development in 2010 and was promoted to chief operating officer in 2011. Howell replaces Dave Edwards. As you might know, he announced earlier this year that he will retire in January, following more than 16 years as president and CEO of the airport district and a 38-year career in aviation.
And that airport has grown quite a lot.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I had never flown out of there until a couple of months ago, and I didn't realize this airport has a garden outside. I mean, how many airports have a beautiful garden where you can sit and wait for your flight to arrive? It's crazy. Typical Greenville Upstate, I guess, though.
I guess. All right, I think we got time for one more.
All right, let's wrap it up with an international IT cooling solutions provider establishing a new global headquarters in the Upstate. AirSys Cooling Technologies is expanding in Spartanburg County with a 264,000 square foot global headquarters campus in Woodruff. The $40 million investment will create 240 new jobs. AirSys, Mike, is currently headquartered in Greer and develops and manufactures information and communications technology cooling equipment, so it's not moving its headquarters very far, but thankfully staying in South Carolina.
Yeah, and so cooling systems for big data centers, maybe?
Yeah, actually, Mike, AirSys' new Woodruff campus will house one of the world's largest 3D printing factories and make customizable spray liquid cooling components for high-density computing servers. So, yeah, they'll have a key role in these data centers that are popping up across the country and here in South Carolina.
And using 3D printing.
Yeah.
Well, Jason, great update. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Jason Thomas is the executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes several business journals across our state, and we will have links to all of them posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.